after a brief recess to hear from the legal counsel and straighten some things out. ONCA 1781 fails. ONCA 1782. An act to authorize and appropriate $55,666 to the matching grant fund for the Administration for Native Americans Environmental Regulatory Enhancement, ANAERE grant application, and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Buffalo Head is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I surrender my time.
Okay, would anyone else like to speak for or against this bill? Okay. The question is, shall ONCA 1782 pass?
Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernov.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 1782 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes, and ONCA 1782 is advanced to enrollment. ONCA 1783. An act to amend ONCA 1186 to rename the War Memorial Commission and War Memorial Fund and to remove the restriction that the Osage Nation Congress approve construction contracts over $25,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor and I will close. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, I will waive my time. The question is, shall ONCA 1783 pass?
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernov.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehead.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 1783 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes, and ONCA 1783 is advanced to enrollment. ONCR 1724, a resolution to authorize and approve execution of a contract for treatment services or other integrated services sole source fiscal year 18. For the State of Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services and to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction. The sponsor is Congressman Shaw. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this resolution? Seeing none, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. In the interest of clarity, this is also known as the drug court contract that we've had for the last few years with the State of Oklahoma, and as you may recall, the contract of the State of Oklahoma requires a limited waiver of sovereign immunity, won't agree to the jurisdiction of our courts. And this is for the 2018, the one we just approved was the last part of 2017 because the contract wasn't available until the spring. So why we're coming right back again is we're trying to stay ahead and actually have this approval available going into the new contract here. So. It's been a good contract. I think it does good work. We have the capacity in the counseling center or the task program to be able to provide those services. So I think it's a useful limited waiver to pass and recommend voting yes. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCR 1724 pass?
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernov.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehead?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes.
Oh, Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
ONCR 1724 passes and is advanced to enrollment. ONCR 1725, a resolution to provide a limited waiver of sovereign immunity for the purpose of water sale and treatment to the Oklahoma Department of Corrections. Congressman Tillman is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I surrender my time.
Okay, is there anyone else like to speak for or against this resolution? Seeing none, the question is, shall ONCR 1725 pass?
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Superman?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehead?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes.
ONCR 1725 passes and is advanced to enrollment. ONCR 1726, a resolution to approve and authorize the execution of Amendment Number 1 to the fiscal year 2016 to 2018 multi-year funding agreement to provide healthcare services of the Bojaji Health Center to otherwise ineligible non-Indians in accordance with the Osage Nation Law and Section 813 of the Indian Healthcare Act as amended 25 U.S.C. Section 1680C. The sponsor is Congressman Shaw. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay, is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this resolution? Seeing none, the floor is yours, sir.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. You know, what the bar said just a little higher, it seems that you can't take anything for granted, so in an attempt to, again, provide clarity and avoid misunderstanding, let me just remark briefly to those members who maybe are not familiar with this. One of the ways compacted self-governance tribes have used to try to increase revenue is to include non-beneficiaries or those not eligible to be treated by the Indian Health Service and, or the tribe in their health system. And by including non-Indians into that group and using their third-party resources, there can be a substantial increase in the amount of third-party revenue available for future projects, initiatives, building, construction, and so forth. One of the specifications within the amendment and in the multi-year funding agreement is that this addition of eligibility for non-Indians can no way cause the denial or diminution of services to Indian people that are served by the clinic. So this will not result in a reduction in services. Those patients would be charged, and so therefore we would be counting on the revenue that they would pay or be billed for on their behalf to improve our business operations and revenue generation. That's the purpose of that. And so for the most part, virtually all tribes that have engaged in this, it's been successful with them. So I think it'll be successful for us too. So I'd recommend you vote yes to allow this. There's no immediate plans to do this, but it's a tool they'll need to have available when they plan to look at in what way they would implement this. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCR 1726 pass?
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Superman?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehead?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes.
ONCR 1726 passes and is advanced to enrollment. ONCR 1728, a resolution to request the United States Congress reject President Trump's proposed budget cuts to American Indian and Alaska Native programs. I'm the sponsor. Is there anyone else? I will close. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this resolution? Sorry. Okay, seeing none, I will waive my time. Question is, shall ONCR 1728 pass?
Congressman Superman?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehead?
Yes.
Congresswoman Butler?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCR 1728 passes and is advanced to enrollment. Congresswoman Whitehead?
I move to go into a very brief committee of the hall. We just passed out a resolution, ONCR 1728, which is a pleading to the, or a resolution to the United States representatives and senators on the shape of the budget that's been passed, that's been presented by President Trump. And I am just curious, as a member of Congress, as I think the Osage people may be curious, what happens next after the chief signs this resolution? I'd like to know how the executive branch handles this type of a resolution. So I move to go into committee of the hall for a brief explanation.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Discussion? All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, we are now in committee of the hall, where Congress, Assistant Chief may speak. Congresswoman Whitehead?
Assistant Chief, I believe I kind of put you on notice that I was going to ask this question, because it's just a curiosity how the executive handles these resolutions that are to be sent to the United States government.
Well, first of all, thank you for allowing me to speak. I did have a chance, and thank you for the heads up. I did call Chief Standing Bear, he gave me a brief list. I think he'd actually researched this a little bit, so I'll be very brief. I know we all want to go. Obviously, as you mentioned, to the Oklahoma congressional delegation, both the Senate and the House, the resolution will be forwarded to the National Congress of American Indians. Number three, and importantly, it will be provided directly to Senator Lisa Murkowski. She's a member of the Senate Appropriations Committee, but she is the chair of the Appropriations Subcommittee for the Interior Department and Relating Programs, which would include, of course, the Indian Health Service. Our lobbyist, David Mullen, will be provided a copy of it. He will distribute it to the executive branch of the U.S. government as he sees fit. He understands how that works and where it might actually be read and understood. And finally, Chief invited anyone who wishes to make a suggestion for a distribution list to simply contact the Office of the Chiefs at your convenience, and we will make sure that the person you, or entity which you suggest will be added to that list.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Shaw?
I'm just going to make one suggestion, I'll follow up with others to the Office of the Chiefs, but the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs would sort of be one rough counterpart to that House committee you had mentioned.
Actually, I was mentioning the Senate committee.
Oh, okay, I thought that was the House Interior Committee.
But I'll make note, that the one, in addition to the appropriations, the Senate Indian Affairs Committee. Thank you.
And Twitter. Congresswoman Whitehead?
Thank you for your response, I appreciate that.
Not a problem.
Congressman Walker?
Motion to come out of the committee of the hall.
Second.
All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. We are now out of committee of the hall. Congressman,
In motion.
Congressman Seabrook?
I'd like to get some clarification on this interpretation. Well, it's not interpretation, I guess it's what the Constitution says, but that part of the Constitution says bills may not be passed except by a majority of the Congress would mean, the way I interpret that then, is that the tie-breaking vote of the Congress, of the chief, the assistant chief, could not be used to pass bills. And that's happened in the past many times.
Oh, I can't speak, that's right.
It could be used on, I don't know where else we would tie, but.
Okay, so are you wanting to hear from Mr. Gill? Mr. Gill?
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief. I disagree with you, Congress, but I believe that the Assistant Chief is a ex officio member of the Congress. And the Constitution specifically states that he breaks ties. If he were unable to break a 6-6 tie for that seventh vote, there would be no need for him to break any ties for legislation. If it requires seven votes for us to get to that seventh vote upon a tie, it requires him to vote and requires us to have that seventh vote.
What about when there's only 10 people here and we tie 5-5?
You're not going to pass legislation on a tie vote.
He couldn't.
He could vote, but it would just get you to 6. You need 7.
That's what I mean. He couldn't break a tie if it's less than 6-6 on the bill.
He can't. Well, no, he can't break the tie unless it's 6-6, but he can vote on the tie.
Well, what would be the point of him voting on a 5-5?
If he chose to be on the record, he could tie, he could vote.
But it wouldn't pass the bill.
No, it would not. It would just be in the minutes that he voted and which way he voted.
Say, I told you so, and that's it, huh?
I can't comment on that.
We need some clarification on that, I think, before the next session.
You think?
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I move to adopt the proposed rule amendment that you have before you that the Rules and Ethics Committee reported out.
Okay, second. That was a movement.
Second.
And a second. Discussion. Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Well, I wasn't able to attend the Rules and Ethics meeting, but I'm not going to be ready for this. And over the course of 2 years, we have worked tirelessly on rules and ethics and been repeatedly asked by this specific body to be given days, sometimes even a week, to look through rules and to discuss it. And so I'm not prepared to vote on this today.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So we're discussing the motion?
We are.
Okay. Well, I will go ahead and say and tell members of Congress that this was even discussed back when we passed the Treasury bill out during the CHISO session, that a rule change to this, that a rule change would accompany the adoption or the passage of the amendment to the Treasury bill. So Congress was put on notice then. I do believe that I sent the proposed change out to all Congress members. Don't know what the day was, but probably at least 5 or 6 days ago. And I have talked to several members about the proposed change. I took the proposed change to the Appropriations Committee the first day of session. I redlined out all the changes, how it was going to be made. It was very clear. I used the number and line, strike and insert. So I think that I've done the work to put it out there what the rule change was and how to understand it. But what my discussion is what the rule change will do. Through the Treasury bill, there's mention of a congressional audit congressional audit selection committee. And I think the discussion was when we made the change to that bill that same said committee would be the Appropriations Committee. That was discussed back during the CHISO session. But it would need a rule change because our rules on subcommittees limited our subcommittees to only standing committees. And since Appropriations is a select committee, we struck the language out that just exclusively made it be that standing committees could have subcommittees. That's basically what the rule does in a nutshell and tightens up some language. I urge your support of this. We need to have the audit selection committee to be seated. And we need to start gathering information about how the nation performs its audits. When is the time that we send out requests for quotes and requests for bids for an auditing company? It's my understanding we've only engaged the auditing company for 1 year through this treasurer. So it's time to get to work on that, and I urge your yes vote on this proposed change.
Thank you. Is there any more discussion? Roll call.
Congressman Thomas?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehem?
No.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. Okay, the rule amendment passes. Any other motions or notices?
Motion to adjourn session.
Congressman Hamilton had his hand up. Congressman Hamilton?
Are you ready for the graduate commendation?
Sure.
All right. I was given a list from Osage Education for a list of graduate commendations. So congratulations to these Osage Nation graduates. Dakota Murillo, Bachelor of Science. Carly Dickinson, Bachelor of Science. Quinn Westlake, Bachelor of Arts. Maria Wright, Bachelor of Science. Shelby Daniel, Bachelor of Science. Dylan Lewis, Bachelor of Science. Abigail Burns, Bachelor of Science. Abigail Burns, Bachelor of Arts. Stephen McFarland, Bachelor of Science. Jade Wilson, Associate of Science. Jade Wilson, Associate of Arts. Dakota Doyle, Associate of Science. Joseph Dillon, Master of Business Administration. Piper Johnson Long, Master of Science. James Chalfont, Bachelor of Science. Richard Chizzo, Juris Doctor. Rebecca Lester, Bachelor of Arts. Gage Park, Bachelor of Science. Ellis Brown II, Bachelor of Science. Bradley Tinker, Master of Business Administration. Gary Young, Bachelor of Arts. Joshua Smith, Master of Business Administration. Rebecca Steed Williams, Bachelor of Business Administration. Leah Philpott, Bachelor of Science. Amy Bledsoe, Bachelor of Science. Christian Eves, Bachelor of Music. Brandon Tuttle, Bachelor of Arts. Natalie Collins, Bachelor of Science. Raymond Redcorn II, Bachelor of Business Administration. Sarah Stewart, Bachelor of Business Administration. Sarah Stewart, Master of Science. Monica Reynolds, Bachelor of Science. Jonathan Grunewald, Bachelor of Science. Madeline Lubbers, Bachelor of Arts. Patricia Foreman, Bachelor of Science. William Keene, Juris Doctorate. Samantha Voisin, Master of Science. Kirk Shaw, Bachelor of Science. Teresa Heil, Associate of Science. Rebecca Sanford, Bachelor of Science. Melissa Muller Cole, Bachelor of Science. Nicholas Carbone, Bachelor of Communication. Caitlin Heaton, Master of Social Work. Kennedy Bias, Bachelor of Science. Alyssa Tarian, Bachelor of Arts. Janae Drake, Bachelor of Science. Tyler Thompson, Bachelor of Science. Jenna Quitone, Associate of Applied Science. Kelly Foreman, Bachelor of Science. Catherine Dow, Doctor of Medicine. Karen Duller Pikarski, Associate of Applied Science. Clayton Lesser, Associate of Applied Science. Melissa Murphy West, Associate of Arts. Anna Sizes Caldwell, Bachelor of Arts. Lacey Ware Louder, Master of Science. Kay Neely Pratt, Associate of Applied Science. Jamie Bond Remington, Associate of Science. Nicole Myers Benson, Associate of Science. Justin Lai, Bachelor of Science. Talon Saplehoodle, Associate of Arts. Alicia Patrick Newby, Master of Business Administration. Chelsea Bryan Hicks, Master of Arts. Taylor Powell, Bachelor of Science. Sina O'Leary, Master of Education. Clinton Horn, Bachelor of Science. Just give these Osage graduates a round of applause.
I need a movement so that we can vote on it, because that's how the commendations work, so that they can be signed. So I need you to move they be awarded.
All right, I move to recognize these Osage Nation graduate commendations.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. All right, congratulations. Okay. Thank you. All right, I would entertain a motion to adjourn the session, special session, seventh special session.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. We are adjourned. The seventh special session.